The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Yowza! Welcome to Friday morning. Tone the Bone, hope you're doing fantastic. Got big plans for the weekend. College football is coming to a close. We got Army-Navy this weekend. Of course, getting ready for big bowl season, so I hope you're fired up about that. I want to thank you, and I do this all the time. A lot of people have downloaded the TKR app through Apple, TKR, or Tony Curry Radio on Android. And we run a radio station that runs 24 hours a day. I ran into a friend of mine yesterday I hadn't seen in a few years. He's like, what are you doing now? I was like, dude, what am I doing? I've had the Tony Curry Radio app for like 3 years. But we expanded into the podcast networking. And our podcast network is killer. I mean, it's fantastic. We got over 1,000 episodes up. Everything from classic rock shows to blues shows. We got financial shows. We got non-for-profit shows. We have pet shows with Dark Side of the Pooch. I'm going to be doing another show today with Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa. And you're like, how can you do a show about a spa every single week? He picks music. We have a theme. It's a fantastic show. You can hear it on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. I had a great interview yesterday with Mark Ingram. He's the UAB Athletic Director. It's called the UAB Director's Chair. And what I love about Mark is we're friends. And so it's kind of like you're eavesdropping into a conversation that I would have with him on the street, which means it doesn't sound like an interview, and it's fantastic. And he probably tells us stuff on the UAB Director's Chair that you probably wouldn't hear in a sound clip on your local news. And I love that. And of course, he broke the Trent Dilfer news on the show last week, on last Thursday. Another great podcast. You can check that out. Wherever you get your podcast, check it out. Thank you so much for all the people listening to our podcast. We're having hundreds, if not thousands, of listens every single day, and it's fantastic, and I love that. It gives me something to sell and just makes me feel good that people are enjoying our content and enjoying all of our great shows. We got Mission Minded. We have a show called Students of the Game. Kip Kiefer, who's been a friend of mine for 30 years, is killing it with a show called Need to Know. Want to Bet, a show sponsored by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. It runs every Friday and Saturday here on Tony Curry Radio and our Tony Curry Radio podcast. And that thing's got tens of thousands of listens. And on top of that, you're making some cash. It's great. So I go to several sites every morning. I go to the Daily UK. I go to the New York Post. I go to AL.com. I go to a couple of classic rock sites. And this Meghan and Harry crap is everywhere. And I was talking to Dr. Josh Klapo yesterday, and then on Fox 6 yesterday morning, that it's like 8 out of every 10 stories is about all these blurbs and things that they're saying in this new docuseries. Evidently, there were 3 episodes that were broken yesterday around 3 a.m. through Netflix. And I said, I really don't care. And the reason I don't care is take away their celebrityum and take away the royalty. And you know what that is? It's a family. It's a family. Now, if someone offered me $100 million to come clean on everything in my family and my extended family, no matter who they were, would I do it? Maybe. But in any case, man, I mean, you look at all this, like, oh, that's horrible, and I can't believe he's saying that about her, and she's saying that about him, and I can't believe that, you know, she's gone, and they're talking about this, they're talking about their mother, and they're talking about their father. It's a family, man. Every family's screwed up. Every family's screwed up, man. If you got a Rockefeller painting of your family, look on the backside. Every family's got major issues. Maybe not you, maybe not your relationship with your family, but everybody, certainly extended family, you throw the in-laws in, we know the in-laws are crazy. All the in-laws are messed up. They're more messed up than your family, but the in-laws are crazy too. But it's family life, man, is what it is. And so if you decide you want to come clean on that, I'm a family guy. I protect my family. I expose some things about my family if I know it's not going to hurt anybody and I think it's funny or it's a great story or it's thought-provoking or perhaps it brings hope and respect to what the family value is all about. But for the most part, I'll say, hey, are you okay if I post this? I know Dr. Josh, he does the same thing with his family because your sons and daughters don't want to see things you post. And then they're like, hey, dude, what's the deal? But really, it's the family dynamics. Al Cooper, good morning to you, brother. Brandon Austin, good morning to you, man. It's just about the family. And so when I watched part of it this morning, and I'm kind of like, it's super special because they're talking about people that are famous and people that we know, and that's fine. But it's no different than anything else. I'm a locker room guy, okay? It drives me crazy. And I worked with Al Del Greco. I worked with Jay Barker. I work with Johnny Bench and Joe Theismann. I work with some really famous celebrities and famous sports people. And it drives me crazy when people start talking outside the locker room. What happens in the locker room, I hear this over and over and over again, what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room. It's a family. You got each other's back. You know, on the worst days, I may have some serious resentment and some serious anger and some serious issues with a brother or sister or mother or father, an in-law, an aunt or uncle, but it stays in the room and we talk about it, we get through it because they're blood, they're family. You protect your family, God, family, work. It's that way. It's, and then pickleball. Pickleball is probably fourth now. But you protect your family. You always protect your family. And so there's no amount of money that can be thrown at me. I've had several people reach out to me about writing a book. And I have had just an incredibly blessed, wonderful, illustrious career. I've done some really stupid things. I've done some really crazy things. At one point in my career, I'd do anything for radio ratings, sitting on billboards, jumping with donkeys, riding bulls, making a total ass of myself in public. I'd do whatever it took to get a laugh or a ratings point, right? And as I've gotten older, I've looked back on some of those things, and while I don't close the door of my past to regret any of it, I certainly have learned a lot from it. And I look at those things and go, okay, do you want to write? And they're like, dude, I got a friend of mine who's like, dude, if you wrote a book about Tony Curry and all the things you've done in this market since 1988, it would kill. People would love to read what's happened behind the scenes. I've shared a lot of those stories. If you listened to the Curry and Claypo show yesterday, I was sharing stories about Greg Allman. I was sharing stories about Sam Kennison and some of the personal things in my life. But do I want to put it in words? And do I want to write about it? And who's it going to affect? And who's it going to hurt? And who's it going to help? And I'm like, I don't know if there's any amount of money to let anybody come inside my family and expose things, because every family's got its issues. Your family's got its issues, my family's got its issues, and Harry and Meghan's family's got its issues. And the fact now that they're all out, well, if anyone's gonna tell our story, why shouldn't it be us? Get out of here, whatever. I'd almost rather hear it from the paparazzi or someone on the outside, that way at least I can think maybe it's not true. If someone's going to tell our story, it might as well be us. Well, why the hell do you have to tell your story? I mean, this is going to live in infamy. It's going to be out there forever. It's a money grab. You don't get in the role of money. You have to go make your $100 million deal with Netflix, knock yourself out. But that's not what I'm going to do. And that's what I hope a lot of people wouldn't do, to share things about their family. We all have confidants. We have people outside our family, friends, mentors, even bosses that are good friends of ours that we need to vent to, we need to share stories with. But man, to get out there and put it out on video or social media, it's a no-go. Don't do it. That's right, baby. Your family, the TKR family. Al Cooper, by the way, is already up. He's been up since 5 o'clock this morning. Go to CusaValleyAutoSale.com, CusaValleyAutoSale.com, and check out his wonderful site. Go buy a car this weekend. Also, don't forget, we have all these wonderful clients, including Chris Doris from State Farm. Chris Doris' State Farm team, they're fantastic. UAB is with us. Our good friends at Budweiser. I've been friends with Budweiser now for over 30 years. They do fantastic work. We love their products, and they're, of course, on Tony Curry Radio. The Woodhouse Day Spa. We're doing the show today with Stuart Rome. Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. If you're looking for a great gift, you cannot go wrong for a man or a woman. Go to Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com or 905-7676, 905-7676, and check out their website. It's incredible. They got some great deals. And they've got these beautiful, they're called throws. They're like long blankets, but they're like big enough to cover me. They're not like blankets this big. They're like this big. If you spend $350 at Woodhouse Day Spa, and you can get after it, man, you get a lot for your money, big bang for your buck there. You'll get a free throw worth over $110, $150, so check it out. It's unbelievable. Also, Al Cooper saying, go to WorkPlay. It is awesome. Great show last week. Christmas show is coming up. They have the history of grunge coming up. It's fantastic. Check it out. They do wonderful work at WorkPlay and WorkPlay.com. Driscoll Gray is fantastic. Mission Minded with Michael Coleman from the Montgomery Food Bank. They cover 35 counties. So happy to be in partnership with them. They're doing some wonderful things with Feeding America. The Jimmy Hale Mission is a big part of it. Just sponsor after sponsor. And I love my partnerships with everybody. Dark Side of the Pooch, the Rossbridge Animal Hospital, took my Frisco dog into the vet a couple days ago. They did wonderful work. So continue to support what we're doing here, and we'll continue to give you great content. We have a very special Damon Johnson Christmas show coming up. Of course, Damon with Lynyrd Skynyrd, Alice Cooper, John Waite, Thin Lizzy, Dark Sky Riders. He's done it all. Now, of course, he's going back in the row with Brother Kane to celebrate their 30th anniversary release of their first Brother Kane album in 2023. He's got a great Christmas show coming up. You can listen to it on Spotify or listen to it live on Tony Curry Radio starting on the 18th. So it's a few days out, but I want to let you know it's 2 hours of killer, killer classic rock music. I know you hear Frank Sinatra and you hear, you know, Julie Andrews and you got Amy Grant. And those are great. I love those things, Vince Guaraldi. But man, you're going to get some great classic rock Christmas tunes on this show. That's going to debut or air on the 18th, 2 hours. A lot of people recorded it last year or streamed it or listened to it whenever they want and listened to it 10, 15 times. It was fantastic. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed weekend. I'm going to get after it. Man, I am full today, one meeting after another. It's going to be an awesome day, and I hope you have an awesome weekend. Bless you, and thank you for watching this morning. I love you.
Mwah! This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.